Kenny Margaret. I'm a consultant geriatrician at Charing Cross.
There, that might be good.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Bit better. Turn it
off. We wanted to tell you about a service that we run together that helps support older people at home in the community, but still allows them direct access to specialist hospital services. And that's the Older Persons Rapid Access Clinic and the Virtual Ward, which we've all developed together in partnership.
Disgraceful.
The problems that were recurring challenges that lots of doctors noticed in the hospital was older people being admitted to hospital when they didn't need to be, but also then older patients who would stay in the hospital for a long time when they didn't need to be in hospital any longer. And the issues around that were not being able to access the right specialist at the right time, but also not being able to access the right community services. And the communication between the hospital and the community was poor. And I know that Penny and others in the community felt there were similar challenges.
In the community?
No.
Can you hear me?
No.
Speak up.
In the community? You can hear me now? Okay, so in the community we had similar frustrations in the sense that we needed to be able to get rapid access to diagnostics in order to get support. Without that, we were having to deal with more challenging patients in the community, often ending up with unnecessary admission to hospital and or care facilities. So in partnership with the Clinical Commissioning Group and Imperial, we have created what we call the Community Independence Plus service, which operates a virtual ward model of care.
Virtual, disgraceful.
This service uses a virtual ward model of care to assess, treat and manage patients at high risk of admission to hospital or residential care. Patients are monitored and cared for in a similar way as if they're in a real ward, but actually they're in their own homes, receiving most of the care in the community. The team consists of community nurses, therapists, social workers, GPs, consultant geriatricians, and highly skilled care staff, all overseen by a case manager. Each patient is discussed in irregular meetings for a period of time until stable and discharged to usual care. The Hammersmith and Fulham model is different to other crisis response or virtual ward models elsewhere in the country, in that it is fully integrated between acute, community, and social care, providing acute care as well as re-enabling health and social care for up to 6 weeks. A member of the team assesses the patient in their own home. They are then discussed with the team and visited by other team members if felt appropriate. Medical treatment, care, equipment, a period of therapy at home are initiated and possible assessment in the OPRAC clinic.
The other part of the service from the virtual ward is the rapid access service, the OPRAC service. And the idea behind this is that older people can come to the hospital and be seen and have everything done in one day. So a GP can call one of our consultants directly on a dedicated phone line if there is a patient they are worried about in the community, arrange for them to come to the clinic where they are seen by a junior doctor, assessed by a consultant, and they have access to a range of investigations, CT scans, echocardiograms, MRIs, and also opinions from other specialists within the hospital. They're also seen by an occupational therapist who then has access to equipment and to all the services of the community independence team, so they can access therapists, nurses that need to go in, and set up care from social services. And that can all happen on the same day. At the end of the clinic, the consultant phones the GP back to update with what's happened, what diagnoses have been made, and what management plan is in place. And just as an example, I'd like to just tell you the story about a patient, one of our many patients who's come through this clinic. She was a 91-year-old lady who was living alone and was fiercely independent, but she was beginning to struggle to manage. She was becoming more lethargic and she was losing weight, but she was adamant that she didn't want to go to hospital. So her GP had done a series of tests to try to find out what was going on, but had not come up with anything. The GP phoned my colleague, Dr. Dahl, on the direct phone line, and between them they suggested that she come for an assessment at the clinic. She came to the clinic, she was seen by the team, and one of the investigations, which was a CT scan, showed that she had bladder cancer with a partially obstructed kidney. Dr. Dahl phoned one of her colleagues in the urology department that day, and the patient was then seen that afternoon in the urology outpatient clinic. She saw a consultant urologist, she saw a specialist cancer nurse, they discussed her diagnosis, and they arranged a plan for a series of tests and procedures. Now, normally she would have ended up being admitted for all of those things, but she was desperate to be at home. So after assessment by the therapist, she went home that day from clinic with therapists from the community independence team, with a nurse to give her daily injections that she needed, and with carers to support her. So she was able to be supported at home and to come back from the tests and the procedures that she needed. So whilst this was a very difficult time for her, she was very happy with the service. She was delighted to be able to stay in her own home with enough support, but still be able to access all the specialist care that she needed from the hospital.
So, in conclusion, I'd like to share some important reflections with you. The development of these services are examples of a true partnership that shows how integrated working across the community and hospital can and does bring real benefits to patients. It avoids unnecessary, expensive hospital admissions whilst older patients still have direct access to the specialist services provided by the hospital, together with increased care and support at home when they need it. All partners involved feel very positive and passionate about these services, and we've had some great feedback from our patients, carers and GPs. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Sarah. I want to thank the OverPrep service as a great example of a real integration of services between the hospital setting and the community setting. We want to give you a second example now, and I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Catherine Urch and Katie Saunders.